Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Monday, April 22, 2024. Vice President and Education Chief Sara Duterte breaking her silence on her rift with First Lady Liza Araneta Marcos. The First Lady earlier admitted she has not been in good terms with the Vice President after she caught her laughing at the claim of former President Rodrigo Duterte that President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. is a drug addict. But Vice President Duterte asserts personal feelings should not hamper the work in the government. She adds she will soon speak with the President in private. Senator Coco Pimentel questions the rebranding of the CUSI wing of political party Partido Democraticong Pilipino, or PDP. The party recently dropped the second part of its name, Laban, which stands for Lakas ng Bayan Party, founded by the late Ninoy Aquino. For Pimentel, if the CUSI wing wants to change the basic charter of PDP Laban, they should just form their own political party. He adds political parties are formed to embody ideas and not kill them. The senator is the son of one of PDP Laban's founders, Aquilino Nene Pimentel Jr. EDSA could be the next major thoroughfare in Metro Manila with a motorcycle lane. Transportation Chief Jaime Bautista says they are looking at putting the motorcycle lane beside the bicycle lane to ease traffic congestion. Currently, the largest highway in Metro Manila, Commonwealth Avenue, has a dedicated motorcycle lane. But dozens of motorcycle riders are still caught on a daily basis using other lanes. And mixed movement in local fuel prices this week, following four straight weeks of price hikes. Kerosene prices will drop by 1 peso and 10 centavos, while diesel will be cheaper by 95 centavos per liter. As for gasoline, it will increase by 55 centavos per liter. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cbn.com and iwantpfc.tv.